Gobble, gobble, motherfuckers. Happy Thanksgiving, and America, the only country that can create a holiday from one of the greatest assassinations slash massacres of all time. I want to say RIP to all of Native Americans that lost their lives. But this is what you call America the greater good. But let's get down to the fact. This is America. People are not going to give a shit. They're going to eat their ass off. So, it's Thanksgiving, a.k.a. National Cheat Day. On a diet, tomorrow is the day, if you listen to it on Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. And that is the day that you will have to repent to your gym instructor, personal trainer, like a Catholic in his booth. I don't know, I'm texting at the same time. Sorry, I got some problems talking about lost love, but I'm going to get to that next time. Anyway, I'm here to say happy Thanksgiving. And no, Thanksgiving is hard when you broken black in the hood. Because right now, I'm working on 14 hours of frying a turkey with the lighter outside. That shit is hard. I'm on my 300 lighter. My cousin said he got a blowtorch, but I really don't trust that nigga because he the type of person that tomorrow before Thanksgiving, his fat ass will pregame before Thanksgiving. And I know most of you thinking you pregame when you go out to drink. This motherfucker will order 6 pieces, sit at home, eat them, and at halftime of a football game, drive over to our house and eat more of them. I know, right? That's some bullshit. I had to get on his ass about it. Because one day I asked him to sell me a jersey, and I asked for a Clippers jersey because, you know, the Clippers, I always liked the Clippers, like my creative player on 2K, I put them on the Clippers, and they had Blake Griffin, so I asked for a Clippers jersey. This motherfucker took a picture of some Clippers out of a Vibe magazine of somebody cutting in half and ironed that shit onto the front of a t-shirt, and on the back with a marker wrote the player name that I wanted and told me they were going to be $100. I tried to punch him in all 3 of his chins. But I was afraid he was going to swallow my fist and shit. But anyway, like I said, Thanksgiving is hard in the hood when you're broke. Because I remember, do you know how hard it was to get these money for these fucking turkeys? I had to strip, and that shit wasn't easy. I was scheduled to do a dance at this old woman's party, but she didn't know that her granddaughter scheduled 2 midgets to show up. Now, we both show up. I'm trying to get paid. They trying to get paid. They look at me pissed off. So then, you know what? A fight break up. Big fat black ass dude fighting 2 Mexican midgets, which is fucked up. And in a way, they made it extra racist and weird, because when they were fighting, they jumped on my back, skull screaming, "Black Godzilla." And I was like, what the fuck is that? But I saw the cops were coming, and I threw one of them out the window. The cops tried to grab me. Luckily, I had baby oil all over my body, so I scrammed out and ran and dropped half the money I had in my thong. Luckily, I had enough to get a couple of turkeys, but that's another story for another day. I'm just here to say happy Thanksgiving to all those who are listening. Shout out to the people that enjoy my podcast that I personally know. To the people that I don't know, you can add me on Facebook, Lee Jenkins. You can add me on Instagram, Vine, and Twitter under Comically Insane. And to all the people that will be dieting after Thanksgiving, I'm with you. And we just got to survive through Christmas. Because my New Year's resolution, I'm going to get this out early, my plan is to lose 100 pounds. And I don't know how I will lose 100 pounds in 1 year, but I will fucking try. Please believe it. Get back at me. What's up? Holler at your boy. And oh yeah, if you're baking a turkey for Thanksgiving, it's bullshit. Only fried, died, laid to the side. Yes, and peanut oil. That shit is healthy. Peace. I said peace, bitch!